Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is quite pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying sunshine with mild temperatures, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler but clear. In Haifa, the skies are bright, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla. The IDF confirmed earlier today that four commanders from Hamas's Beit Lahia battalion were killed in an airstrike in the Shati area. Also, Ynet reports that earlier today, a terrorist who infiltrated Israel on October 7th, along with several Hamas operatives, were eliminated by Israeli forces. The IDF targeted a platoon commander from Hamas's military wing. Also this hour, according to Axios, the Syrian foreign minister stated that Israel's bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase early today was unjustified, increasing regional tensions. Separately, JNS reports that Iran has threatened Arab neighbors following a missile attack on the UAE, warning against assisting U.S. military forces. And finally, I-24 News revealed that the IDF is investigating five incidents where civilians were killed during the Gaza war, sharing their findings earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaybani was welcomed by Pakistani officials upon his arrival in Islamabad. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT 6113 reported about a helicopter crash in northern Kenya earlier today, noting that it involved five Americans, including a Telemundo executive and an Ecuadorian security official. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, questioned the notion of a U.S.-Israel axis against certain countries, highlighting those with contentious international reputations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation in Shati. Walla reports that the targeted airstrike aimed at high-ranking Hamas commanders is part of Israel's ongoing campaign to dismantle Hamas leadership. This move underscores Israel's strategy to weaken Hamas's operational capabilities in the region. Turning to the situation in Gaza, Ynet detailed how the recent strike was a response to earlier infiltrations. The IDF's targeting of key figures within Hamas's military wing demonstrates their continued efforts to prevent further incursions. This action signals Israel's determination to maintain its border security. Meanwhile, Axios highlighted the Syrian foreign minister's condemnation of the Israeli strike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase. This incident adds strain to the relationships between key U.S. partners in the region. The ramifications could influence future diplomatic engagements in the Middle East. In a related development, JNS reported Iran's stern warning to its Arab neighbors. The message followed a UAE missile incident, emphasizing Tehran's stance against regional military alliances with the U.S. This development could further complicate Gulf state relations. Finally, I-24 News provided insight into the IDF's internal investigations regarding civilian casualties in Gaza. The findings aim to address international concerns over compliance with humanitarian law. This transparency seeks to bolster Israel's accountability on the global stage. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that Uvision CFO has exited amid challenges in their $3.5 billion NASDAQ IPO as defense stocks face pressures, prompting considerations to adjust valuation expectations. Separately from Maariv Business, there's potential political reshuffling in the Likud party post-primaries, which could influence future legislative dynamics in Israel's Knesset. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a shift in AI investments, with funding moving from balance sheets to private credit. This evolution may extend the reach of AI technologies, impacting various sectors in Israel and beyond. Draga Heimhunter. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.